Read it yourself with Ladybird. Level 4. The Mystery Drone. It was a Saturday just like any other Saturday. Megan and her friend Billy had taken Megan's dog Bess out for a walk. Bess loved to play ball and run about.
"What have you found now?"
said Megan as Bess came running back to her.
"It's a drone," said Billy.
"A what?"
said Megan.
"You know," said Billy. "You fly them. They're cool. You must have seen one before. Loads of my friends have them."
Megan took a good look at the drone.
"Look," she said suddenly. "There's something written on the back. It's a message."
"What does it say?"
said Billy. Megan showed him the message. It just said, "Help."
"Help?" said Billy. "Help who? And where are they?"
"I've no idea," said Megan. "It's a mystery."
Billy looked at the message again.
"What do you think we should do?" he said.
"We should show my dad," said Megan. "He'll know what to do."
Bess barked as if to say, "That's a good idea." They hurried back to Megan's house to show her dad what they had found. Dad had a good look at the drone and the message written on it.
"There must be some way to find out where it came from," he said.
"I think I've got it,"
said Billy suddenly. He had just seen that the drone had a camera.
"When you fly a drone like this one, its camera takes a movie," said Billy.
"So if we watch the movie,
we can see which way the drone went," said Megan, "and where it came from."
"Good thinking," said Dad. "I'll get my laptop."
Dad put the movie from the drone's camera on his laptop. He played the movie. He, Megan and Billy all watched. The first thing they saw was a boy's face looking up at them.
"That's Shivam, isn't it, Billy?"
said Megan. Shivam was one of their friends. The movie played on. Billy saw trees and water from above.
"Is that the river?" he said. "Things look funny from so high up."
"There's the old bridge," said Dad. "Do you see?"
"Yes," said Megan. "I see it."
This time it was Megan who suddenly had an idea.
"We can match the movie to a map," she said. "Maps on the internet show things from above too."
"Cool idea, Meg," said Billy.
Dad got out his phone. They watched the drone movie again. This time they matched what they saw in the movie to the internet map on Dad's phone.
"It looks like it took off near the Potts farm," said Dad.
They got in the car and hurried to find the place where the drone had taken off.
"Who do you think wrote the help message, Dad?"
said Megan on the way.
"Do you think it was Shivam?"
"It looks that way," said Dad.
When they came to the old bridge, Dad, Megan and Billy went over it. They followed the river back the way that the drone had come from. Bess jumped in the river.
"Bess," said Megan, "that's not funny."
But Dad and Billy laughed. Before long, they were near the Potts farm. Dad looked at the map on his phone again.
"The first place we saw on the drone movie should be just over there," he said. "It's called Three Ways. Come on."
They got to Three Ways and looked all around.
"Shiver must be somewhere near," said Billy.
"But where?"
said Megan. Bess ran up to Dad. She looked up at him.
"What is it, old girl?" said Dad.
Bess barked at Dad, then suddenly ran off.
"Come on, you two," said Dad. "After her."
Bess ran on into some trees. Dad, Billy and Megan followed her.
"Shivam," said Billy. "We found you."
"Good girl, Bess," said Megan.
Their friend looked down at them from high up in a tree. He looked very pleased to see them.
"I'm stuck," he said. "Can you help me, please?"
It did not take long for Dad to help Shivam climb down from the tree.
"I took my new drone out for the first time," said Shivam. "But it got stuck in the tree. I climbed up to get it, then I couldn't get down again."
"So you wrote a message on your drone," said Megan.
"And made it fly off to get help," said Billy. "That was clever thinking."
"Good thing you had a pen in your pocket," said Dad.
"I've got loads of things in my pockets," said Shivam.
Bess barked at Dad. Dad laughed.
"Yes, old girl, I know you found him," he said. "Cameras and phones and laptops are all very clever, but not half as clever as you."
As Bess barked again, Megan, Billy and Shivam all laughed too. How much do you remember about the story of the mystery drone? Answer these questions and find out. Who finds the drone? What message is written on the drone? How do Megan and Billy find out where the drone came from? What is the name of the farm they look for? Where do they find Shivam? Look at the different story sentences and match them to the characters who said them.
"There's something written on the back. It's a message."
"When you fly a drone like this one, its camera takes a movie."
"I'll get my laptop."
"I've got loads of things in my pockets."
Read it yourself with Ladybird. Level 4. The Mystery Drone. Read by Nigel Pilkington. Written by Richard Dungworth. Illustrated by Amit Tayal. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2018.